Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem Kli Sora, on page Samach Dal on the bottom left. Yadua Hatiur, Ala Rav HaChacham, Rabbi Rivka Katzav Zal. This is Slonim Rechassid, I believe. Shekol Yamav Hayachozer Bino Levin Atzmo Ma Sheshamam Mimaran Ba'yisod Havoda Zuchus Ogenolinu Torim Yirashua. Rak Mishu Tar Zochel Reshes HaShabbos. So this Rav, this Chassid, heard from the Baal Yisod HaAvoda, who is the first Rabbi of Slonim. When we say Torim Yirashua, what does that mean? Rak Mishu Tar Zochel Reshes HaShabbos. Only if you're pure do you get to have Shabbos. Do you get to taste Shabbos? Do you get to enjoy Shabbos? Tiur Zeavar Linu Me'av Lebeno. This description of the Yisod HaAvoda saying Torim Yirashua, that purity allows you to have Shabbos, was passed down in the dynasty of Slonim from father to son. And with a superficial outlook, when we're looking at it from a superficial perspective, I don't understand. What's so special about this phrase, Torim Yirashua? Ach be'emes hu kibinyan av asher lomad yatza mai mashma asi shabbat chachol. But from Torim Yirashua, we can understand what it really means, asi shabbat chachol. Kefi anira, also chassid hit imes ko orchus chayav lo Torim Yirashua. This chassid that we mentioned before, Rav Chacham Rav Rivka Katov, for him, his whole life was based on Torim Yirashua. Kol hagashelo, chol davar shenizdamin lo b'chayav. How he acted and everything that came his way, hayamodi b'plas zeh. He used to measure it this way. Harei olma tavol Shabbos. Shabbos is almost coming. Very rak Torim Yirashua. Every single thing that he would have in his life that would come his way, all of his interactions, how he did everything, would be with this mind of Torim Yirashua. He would tell himself, oh, it's Tuesday right now, and I'm about to go eat dinner, but is how I'm eating dinner right now going to allow me to be Tahor, to have Shabbos? Every single thing for him was about Shabbos and becoming pure to be able to have Shabbos as a Yerusha, to inherit Shabbos. Vayashoko kol machshava dibur umasa shloa imze matim letorim rashua. And he would weigh his every single thought, word, and action. And he would say, is this fitting with Torim Yirashua? Or maybe it's not fitting, and this isn't fitting. It's not becoming of someone who's trying to be pure to do this thing. And I'll lose Shabbos because of this, so I shouldn't do it. Right? This mindset of Torim Yirashua, that I'll only be able to have Shabbos if I'm pure, accompanied him with every single thing that happened in his life. And through that, he was able to really receive Shabbos. Sipur zeh mevateh es ma sheichti maran asa v'kadisha mislanam zechus v'genalina ba'anashav. This story of the Slonim Rechassid really explains and expresses what the Saba Kadisha, the Yisod HaAvod of Slonim, tried to instill within the hearts of all of his Chassidim. Shelo yu muchani mevateh l'ashabat shleim temura shum achir. The Slonim Rechassidim in Slonim, a big, probably the most important topic is Shabbos. And they were not willing to give up everything for their Shabbos. Shabbos was everything to them. HaShabbos ha'isa davar ha'chi chaviv yakar lehem. It was the most precious, valuable thing to them. V'kol hanhaga v'davar shenizdamnu lehem b'chayim sharku v'chashu shema yafsidu v'glalu es ha'Shabbos. And every single thing that came their way and happened to them, they would always think about, how will this impact my Shabbos? Because again, the topic that we're in right now in this Maimer is, how I act during the week is going to impact my Shabbos. So every single thing that came their way, they thought to themselves, Shabbos. What's my Shabbos going to look like because of this action? Because again, every single thing that happens to us during our week has an impact on what our Shabbos is going to look like. Yesh yira megehenem. There are those who are yira megehenem. There are those who are afraid of Gehenem. Ubevadai tsarich yehudi li tsarim tamim megehenem. Of course you have to be afraid of Gehenem to not go to Gehenem. Aval yesh yira lemala mizo, but there's a higher yira than this. Yira shemikora ba'ava, yira that source whose source is in ava. Shel yafsid es ava, right? There's being afraid of doing an avera and getting to Gehenna. There's a sense of being afraid of losing the love that I have. That's a higher level. Ve'eino doma klal yira la'ava. Ve'zehu la'asos es ha'Shabbos. Asei Shabbat chachol. Be someone, right? Last was the Shabbos. Be someone who has Yira laced with Ahava.
the sense of yir, that source in Ahava, and the sense that I'm afraid I'm going to lose out on the love that I experience on Shabbos. And because of that yira, I'm going to watch my actions and watch my words and watch my thoughts. Right? This week's Parshas Kedoshim is an amazing vort from the Divrei Yisrael Majitz. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right? That, what does that mean? You should love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, great. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Reacha, says the Majitz, comes from this word, is related to the word re'ayon. Re'ayon is a thought or an idea. Kamocha refers to you, refers to your body. Right? So just like you always protect your body is not ownerless, you don't want to hurt yourself. So you make sure, okay, I got to take care of my body. When it comes to your thoughts, you just think whatever you want to think, and your mind's kind of just like ownerless and hefker. It says the Divrei Yisrael Majlis, what's the Torah teaching us? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Love your reicha. Love your thoughts, your mind, like your body. Just like you protect your body and take care of it, so too, take care of your mind, take care of your thoughts. Make sure, in our context, your thoughts are Torim Yerashua. Make sure your thoughts are thoughts that are pure, thoughts that are holy. When we do that, when we take care of our actions and our words and our thoughts, right, Machshava Dibur Maisa, then we have a holy Shabbos. Leyos Meilu Mitzav Mishchoshin Hashkol Shvul HaShabbos. Be like those who yearn for and are always thinking about Shabbos the whole week. To guard yourselves from every single thing that is not fitting with Torim Yerashua. And they do actions that bring you to the sense of purity. And through this preparation, Yizkulor HaShabbos. I'm not going to read the footnote now, but the footnote is the beautiful idea of Dirosh HaShabbos, Sidrosh HaShabbos. Rochaim Shunavitzer, Zuchusu Ginalina. And he says a similar idea about preparing for Shabbos during the week. It's amazing Sefer Shidduch Shal Shabbos. L'or Zeis Baruch Divrei HaMedrash, says the Medrash, Tov Melok Chav Nachas Mimloch Chav Naim Amal Rus Ruach, which translates as, better a handful of gratification than two handfuls of toil and breaking of spirit. What does that mean? Tov Melok Chav Nachas Ze Yom HaShabbos. Right, so Tov Melok Chav Nachas, this refers to Shabbos. Right, so again, the first part of the puzzle says, Tov Meloch Chaf Nachas. That refers to Shabbos, says the Medrash. Meloch Chaf Naim Amal Rus Ruach. That refers to the 6 days of the week. So what does that mean? The second half of the pasuk, right, two handfuls of toil and breaking of spirit refers to the days of the week, the days of action. Right, those are the times in the week where, like, I have to fight my Yetzirah and fight myself and struggle and work hard to serve Hashem. Ulufum tzara agra. Kechol sheyetzirah matrioso yoser v'yoser mitztayer. The harder it is to serve Hashem and the more of Yetzirah that I have, kein uzoche yoser la'agra shal Shabbos. Again, the harder it is, the darker it is, the more light there's going to be. Right, one of my favorite quotes from, I'm forgetting, I think it's Johann Wolfgang something. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I love the quote. The quote is, there is strong shadow where there is much light. Right? When there's a lot of light, there's going to be a very strong shadow. So the darker something is, in our context, the darker something is, in this case, the days of the week in the Yitzhara, right? So the harder it is, the darker it is. That means there's a really big light. That big light is Shabbos. The more I struggle and defeat my Yitzhara during the week, so the brighter my Shabbos will be. Kol ma'aseh tov v'chol machshava tova. Every good action, every good thought. Specifically, every time I struggle and toil to come closer to Hashem, mirrorness of Shabbos. That makes my Shabbos brighter. I work really hard during the week, and the reward for all of my hard work and effort comes on Shabbos. V'zehu Tov Meloch Chaf Nachas. Hanibna Mismale, that is built and filled from Mimale Chafnaim Amal Rus Ruach. Meloch Chafnaim Amal Rus Ruach Shokoy Mosa Shivu Bonim Machinim Yehudi as Meloch Chaf Nachas. Again, what's he saying? The handfuls of toil breaking of my spirit, what does that do? That brings me the handful of gratification. That brings me my Shabbos. Again, it's such chizik for us during the week because it's much easier to feel Hashem's presence on Shabbos and to daven on Shabbos and to learn on Shabbos. But during the week, it's hard. It's distracting. There's things going on. But this gives us chizik. It reminds us that whenever we're serving Hashem during the week, we're making our Shabbos brighter. We're going to have a much better Shabbos. And it should give us chizuk, because there's nothing sweeter than dveikus with Hashem. And that dveikus is experienced on Shabbos. So if I want that dveikus, right, let's say it's like a Wednesday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and I'm struggling, and I just want a sense of dveikus with Hashem, and it's just not coming. So option A is I just give up and quit and just like binge watch Netflix and let me start over again tomorrow, which is just a mistake. Option B is, let me realize that if I work hard now, I will get that dveikus. Let me push myself. Because again, whenever I push myself during the week, I will feel dveikus on Shabbos, and that dveikus itself on Shabbos will now allow me to have more dveikus throughout the week. If I put in the effort, Hashem will meet me halfway and give me that sweetness. Through this hard work, my tefillos and Shabbos are brighter. Through the Shabbos kedushas, my sudos and Shabbos are holier. Through the Shabbos kedushas, my zmiros and Shabbos are holier. This preparation to make Shabbos through the 6 days of the week. This is what it means to add Shabbos. It doesn't just mean to keep Shabbos later. It means I'm adding in my days of the week into Shabbos. Let's see what he says. Just like there's a Tosef Shabbos and the Jew adds in from the weekday onto the holiness of Shabbos. Kach yesh Tosef Shabbos shemosiv or b'Shabbos Kodesh. I did kol masim tovim she'oseh meshach ha'shavua. So the sense of Tosef Shabbos where I add light. Again, shemosiv or b'Shabbos Kodesh. I add more light to Shabbos. Ayedei through kol masim tovim she'oseh b'meshach ha'shavua. Through all my good actions I do during the week. Shabbos and Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, Yeshlem Aleh Me'irim Be'or Yekaros. There's more light now. There's more preciousness and beauty in my Shabbos. V'or Zehu Be'bechinas Tosef Shabbos Al Etzem Or Shabbos Shal Shabbos Kodesh. What does it mean Tosef Shabbos? It means I'm adding to the Or of Shabbos through my actions during the week. Amazing. V'zehu Kavod Shabbos Haroi. This is what it means to have Kavod Shabbos. Shemechabed It's a Shabbos Be'or Yekaros Be'bechinas Be'orim Kavdo Hashem, Kavodo Hashem. The Tosef Shabbos Zo, he makor brach liyudi. And this extra Shabbos, this addition of Shabbos, this or that I add to Shabbos through my work during the week, is the source of bracha for a Jew. Al derech shama marana Rabbi Noach Milakovich Zuchusya Genalenu, one of the earlier founders of Slonim. Sha'or shel Shabbos Kodesh Ba'atzmo, the or of Shabbos itself, who gavoa ma'od, it's a very great and high light. And because it's so high up there, bracha can't fall down from it for the days of the week. That bracha is waiting for it to come down into my life. Through again, Shabbos is the makor bracha. Shabbos wants, Hashem wants to give us all this bracha through Shabbos. But because the Shabbos is such a great light, I can't access that bracha. But through my avoda during the week, I add in more or to that Shabbos, and that or pushes out all of the bracha, then I receive all of the bracha. Amazing. This is so good. I'm biased. It's just such a good sefer. V'rag mitosev Shabbos yorei ha-sheva l'chol ha-shavua. V'kmo mitosev Shabbos v'kamus, kach gam mitosev Shabbos v'ikus. There's quality and quantity. Hanotzeres mimalei chavnayim amal v'rus ruach she'imos ha-shavua. Nimshachos v'imena ha-shpoz tovos l'chol ha-shavua. Again, through my hard work. The harder the work it is during the week, where I have to push myself to realize I'm going to have much more dveikus on Shabbos now through it. But the Divrei Shmuel, was the second Rebbe of Slonim, an amazing sefer. Isal apostok me'asher shmei nalach mo. We're talking about Usher's bread. Usher's bread shall be rich. The osios Usher hina osios akomos osios Shabbos, right? So you look at the letters Usher. So you look at the letters Shabbos, Shin, Beis, Tav. Right? Shin, Beis, Tav. So Aleph comes before the Beis. Shin comes before the Tav. And Reish comes before the Shin. Those are all the letters before Shabbos. And Meromez, what's the remez? The Tosefet Shabbos Melfanel. This is referring to adding in Shabbos before Shabbos starts, which is when? Which is during the week. V'zeo ma'asher shmeno lachmo. Asher's bread shall be rich. What does that mean? B'schus Tosefet Shabbos, through adding in Shabbos, the adding or of Shabbos, which I do through my avodah during the week, zolchem l'shmeno lachmo. I shall be rich. I shall get bracha. Again, through me doing an avodah during the week and serving Hashem with chizuk and yisorus and passion, through that, I add in more or into Shabbos, and that or pushes out all of the bracha from Shabbos. And then, what happens?
then I receive all of the bracha. And that's what the remez is, amazing remez, right? All of the letters before Shabbos are Aleph, Shin, and Resh, which is referring to Usher's bread becoming rich. When I add an avoda before Shabbos, which hints at the letters Usher, because that comes before Shabbos, then I get the fulfillment of the pasuk that my bread shall be rich and I shall receive bracha. V'chein Isa Sham, he also says, Shmina os yos neshama, vos yos mishnah. Shemikoach Tosefes Shabbos zochem neshama. And again, through my avoda during the week of Tosefes Shabbos, I receive neshama. I'm zochet to my neshama, to really get to know myself and my essence, my holiness. But in Mishnah Lechem and Kiddush Rabbah, I'm also zochet to Mishnah Lechem and Kiddush Rabbah, I'm also zochet to have a proper Shabbos. V'chol ze amor gamma Tosefes Shabbos b'ikus. And this is all when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos in terms of quality, in terms of the quality of it, how hard I work during the week. Kasher mosiv al ora Shabbos, it's or shemasa v'atvim v'kol shvot, smalim b'shabbos. When I add onto the or of Shabbos, the or of my good actions during the week that are all uplifted on Shabbos. Okay, wow, this was awesome. Whoever's listening to this, that was a lot of fun. We'll continue Bezras Hashem with those bays tomorrow.